From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 28, 2014. Scott Waldman in Capital, New York reports that on October 24th, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said the Constitution Pipeline will cause minimal environmental damage along its 124 miles from Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania to Schoharie County. FERC released the final environmental impact statement for the project, saying, quote, "The projects would result in some adverse environmental impacts, but these impacts would be reduced to less than significant levels," unquote. Williams, Cabot Oil and Gas Corporation, Piedmont Natural Gas Company, Inc., and WGL Holdings, Inc. Company would hope to start building the pipeline next year and would have already moved much of the pipe into New York. Once operational, the 30-inch pipeline could move 650 million cubic feet of natural gas a day, enough to power about 6 million homes, according to the companies involved. New York State officials now need to approve the project for the pipeline to proceed, and while the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo has a history of dragging its feet on any decision related in any way to high-impact hydraulic fracturing, in this case, Williams has spent more than $100,000 lobbying state officials in the first half of this year in hopes of excavating soon. Read the full story in Capital, New York. Michael Virtanen is reporting for the Associated Press. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office tightly controls requests for public records on anything controversial and routinely delays or denies their release. Previously, the fulfillment of Freedom of Information Law requests was the responsibility of individual state agencies, but current and former state officials say a year into Cuomo's administration, requests began to be routed through the governor's legal counsel. In the story, Travis Proulx, the former communications director for the State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, said the change came after a 2011 New York Times series on the abuse of the disabled in state care that was based largely on public records. A Cuomo spokesman, Richard Azzopardi, said state agencies do process information requests, quote, at times conferring, unquote, with the governor's staff, quote, to ensure consistent and thorough responses. We strive to complete Freedom of Information Law requests as quickly as possible, taking into account the large number that are received and the fact that some are voluminous and require a thorough legal review process, unquote. As a party said, they have processed 758 in the 3 years since the summer of 2011. Read the full Associated Press story in the Utica Observer-Dispatch. Diane Valden spends 988 words in the Columbia paper on the history of counting dogs in Ancrum in Columbia County. Currently, 1,573 residents there have registered only 40 dogs, and town officials are suspicious that they are losing out on license fees. At the October 16th town board meeting, town supervisor Art Bassin guessed that there could be as many as 500 unlicensed dogs and said that town animal control officer Wes Powell gave him an estimate of $1,850 to properly count the dogs in Ancrum. The town already pays Powell $4,120 to deal with its animal control issues. The town also spends $1,000 annually on fees when lost dogs are taken to the animal shelter. A license for a spayed or neutered dog costs $6 annually, unneutered dogs $16. In the story, Valden also recounts the legendary Ancrum dog census in the late 1970s by Irene Deiter and her husband Avery Prope Deiter, and another sometime in the 1980s led by Keith Morey, who was the dog warden at the time. Current dog control officer Powell told the Columbia paper he will come to the November 20th board meeting to give an accounting of his dog enumeration procedures. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 53. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday showers are likely, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 66. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 57. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 52. Friday night, chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and sunset today at 5:53 p.m. with the length of the day at 10 hours and 29 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Tuesday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Canaan Zoning Board of Appeals is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan, 781-3144. The Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Central Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the high school, 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham, 392-2400. The COPAIC Agriculture and Farming Protection Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in COPAIC, 329-1234. And the Greenport Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall, Town Hall Drive in Hudson, 828-4656. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.